The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus came to the territory of the Gadarenes, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." They came out and entered the swine. And the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea, where they drowned. The swineherds ran away, and when they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon, the whole town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever been rejected? Have you ever suffered rejection? Have you ever rejected someone? Everywhere he went, he was doing good. The Almighty Healer who healed the demoniacs. But when the people saw him, they started shouting, "Leave us alone, go away." Even Jesus was rejected. In the scriptures, there are several stories of rejection. Hagar was rejected with her son. But like the antiphon to the response, where Psalm tells us, Jesus knows everything. God sees, God knows, and God acts on everything. See how he acted. God acted. The mother was watching the son, Ishmael, to see when he's going to die, but God acted. There are a lot of people in their tombs, like in the gospel, emotionally, psychologically, physically, they are dead. Because of frustration, due to one trouble or the other, trials, temptation, people are hurting. The question I asked myself today, am I the cause of someone going through frustration or depression? Can I be a bridge to bringing out someone from the tomb of frustration or depression back to the community? Rejection is real. Frustration is real. Depression is real. But the Lord can save us from all of that. No wonder in John chapter 10, verse 10, make no mistake about it, Jesus was very clear. The devil has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He is not giving up. We too, we must not give up with our prayers and our actions. Let us continue to pray for those who are going through one ordeal or the other, those who are about to take their lives. It is real. May the Holy Spirit intervene in their lives, especially like he did with Hagar and Ishmael.